listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth with your news briefing. We start with some breaking news. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin
for the alleged war crimes of deportation of children from Ukrainian-occupied territories into the Russian Federation.
ICC President Pyotr Hofmanski speaking there. It has also issued a warrant for Putin's Children's Rights Commissioner for the alleged unlawful deportation of Ukrainian children. Moscow has responded, saying it doesn't recognize the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. It has also repeatedly denied accusations it has committed crimes during the war in Ukraine. Back home now, and not the news Aussie homeowners want to hear. Interest rates will need to stay high until at least next year to deal with our country's inflation pressures, according to the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. It's also warned of another hike in petrol and energy prices. Emergency crews in Victoria are on alert ahead of forecast high winds and hot temperatures today. The mercury is tipped to reach the low 40s in some areas, with a total fire ban in place for much of the state. It's also set to be a hot one for southeast Queensland and parts of Sydney. And an Aussie dad has surfed for 40 hours straight to beat the world record for the longest ever surfing session. Former pro Blake Johnston completed the tough task at Cronulla Beach in Sydney's south, all to raise awareness for mental health. The Roosters have claimed a 20-18 point win over arch rivals, the Rabbitohs, in a tense battle overnight.
You know, I didn't think it was going to be won in the first 20 minutes. I wouldn't like to be 10-0 down, but confidence in those guys starting, but also knew the impact was coming.
Chooks coach Trent Robinson there. While the Dolphins remain undefeated, beating the Knights 36-20 to set up a juicy derby against the Broncos next week at Suncorp.